In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Well, it's a Patriots Monday, and the head coach of the New England Patriots, Gerard Mayo, will join us on this show in about 15 minutes or so. I don't know if the dumbest of the day is the dumbest of the day, which we will get to in a moment or two, being a wide receiver for the New England Patriots and going Instagram Live while complaining about a speeding ticket?
No, it is not. No.
Oh, it's not.
But okay. It does have to do with social media.
Okay. All right. So we'll see what I know there was a little bit of discipline that was issued from the head coach, and we'll get to ask him about that and his decision on a week one starter and all of the things this first week of the NFL season with Gerard Mayo coming up. But right now, back to Courtney and the rest of this morning's news.
With Gerard Mayo, do you think it's like mental, virtual punishment? Or
probably.
Real? Yeah.
It's probably, yes. It's probably a remote punishment of sorts.
All right.
Probably.
We have an inductee, a local inductee into the Pervert Teachers Association.
Jesus, haven't they taught you these things in school?
What things?
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents.
We were meant to be, I know it. How else could sex be that incredible?
Pervert Teachers Association.
That is appalling. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Stephanie Papasadero, a Hingham middle school teacher, was fired and accused of inappropriately texting and messaging her students on social media at all times and days. So not just during school hours, not during the week, but weekends, nights, all the time.
Huh.
Some parents even claimed that she continued messaging their kids even after she was told not to. Parents came with receipts. They were able to show police officers videos, FaceTimes, text messages, images from various social media accounts.
What is wrong with this person?
I mean,
long do you have?
How did she become a teacher?
These range from like kind of sexual nature to bullying. To read two of them, she texted a 13-year-old student after one of her friends snitched on her. Said, blank is a snitch. Now blank, do me a favor and give her stitches.
Mm.
That was one of the messages.
What the hell is happening?
And then on Snapchat, she messaged another student saying, yes, blank, suck on my big toe.
What is wrong?
She has been released but can't go near any Hingham schools or contact any of the victims or any witnesses in the case.
Certified local.
Yeah.
Like,
suck on my big toe.
Yeah.
That's a first. I don't think I've ever heard that one before.
Yeah. Carrie Camargo, a local woman who was supposed to be enjoying a sunset cruise on the Merrimack River in Newburyport, when all of the sudden she was hit in the face and didn't know what was going on. It turned out it was a flying sturgeon fish. Came out of the water, 5 foot long, smacked her in the eye, just missing her eyeball.
Jeez.
She had to be rushed to the hospital, 12 stitches on her eyelid. And let me tell you
Courtney.
This. Thank you, Curtis. Kerry echoes my sentiment. Here she is.
All right.
All of a sudden, I just felt like something smacked me in the face. I got 12 stitches right above and then right below my eye. It's just the ocean, man, you know, and it can be such a beautiful place, but it's also very dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Very dangerous, the ocean.
It is.
Something is up in the ocean right now.
Right. Nailed it.
Fish just jumping out.
Flying sturgeon.
Yeah.
I would like to apologize for questioning Courtney.
Thank
you. It's a good sized fish,
things
too.
Keep happening, Curtis.
They do. Yeah. I was wrong.
Did you know there's actually a word for getting hit by a fish?
No.
Yeah, it's called corn hobble.
Did not know that.
Really?
I'm dead serious. You can Google it. Corn hobble is hitting someone with a fish.
I see.
Did not
know. Did you learn that in online Scrabble?
Nope. I didn't. I just learned it. It's one of the things I picked up along the way.
Oh, corn hobble. Okay. When you hit somebody or the fish actually jumps out.
Well, when you get hit in the face by a fish.
Okay. All right. She got corn hobbled.
Correct.
Yes, she did. Poor thing. She got the money back for the sunset cruise?
Well, see, I don't know if it was like a organized cruise or if she was just on like a friend's boat. It seemed like it was maybe just a friend's little, you know. Like really scary.
Yeah, very scary.
Looks like a shark, the fish, really.
Oh, it's a big sturgeon. Fish.
Well, I know, but it has the fin on top.
Okay. Don't all fish have fins
no,
on top?
No, but like the...
They all have.
Not
that's
on
how
top.
They swim.
Like the
well, sharks don't have you mean a fin?
A dorsal fin.
Is that what it is? Yeah,
right. Right. Dorsal.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I meant.
You guys can't bring me down today. So I'm keep trying.
I'm planning a photo shoot later with just the sturgeon covering my boobs.
Suck on my big toe.
I noticed you stayed off the Instagram this weekend. Good move by you.
No, I was on it, but it was like I was checking every type of reflection in anything. So,
yeah.
You might be right, though, Courtney. I'm not sure if do electric eels have fins?
I don't believe so.
So you might have been right. I mean, I couldn't. I'm not a, you know. Well, Chime, what's the word for somebody who knows a lot about fish? Is that like a...
Pescatarian.
Pescatologist?
Curtis, you have yet to weigh in on the controversy of last week with the bube in the bathtub.
Right. I mean...
Do you believe that was an accident or on purpose?
I believe it was a happy coincidence.
No, Curtis. Come on. You know me. And you know Santo.
No, I don't believe you intentionally had a boob out there for the world to see.
See, we know you, so that's why we don't think something like that could get by you.
I'm telling you, and I tried to like recreate it, and not for like public consumption, but for me to just be like, how could this have happened? Uh-huh. And when I was taking the photo, I couldn't see because my phone was like higher than me, so I couldn't see the reflection. Everything looked copacetic from my angle. What, copacetic?
No T.
No T. Copacetic.
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 Copacetic. Shake my tatas.
I mean, copacetic work for me,
yeah,
too.
Thank you.
Patriots play on Sunday, and we're back to the boob gate.
What's next?
What do you think? Well, yeah, no, I'm going to ask you guys. If you could pick a generation and a geolocation, who are the hottest women out there right now?
Hottest?
What do you mean generation?
The hottest.
What does that mean?
Most attractive.
Generation.
Most attractive.
Yeah, like millennial, boomer.
Oh. Mm. Well, boomers, how old is boomers? Ain't they in their 60s or something?
It probably depends on... I'm not a boomer. I'm near boomer.
You're boomer adjacent.
It probably just depends on your... particular what your outlook is.
I'd say the 40-ish, the grown and sexies.
Gen X.
Is that Gen X?
Yep.
Nailed it.
Really?
Gen X Midwestern women. Science has found that they are the hottest.
Really?
Yep.
Midwestern women.
Yep.
In the Midwest.
In the Midwest.
All
Gen X from like South Dakota, Minnesota?
Yeah, Minnesota. I mean Minnesota nice. People say Minnesota women are beautiful and they are. So they're saying that if you were born between 1965 and 1980 and are from the Midwest, you are America's sweethearts.
Greg Hill Road Show, Des Moines.
Yes, exactly. Hotties in Des Moines.
Curtis, we have to get through snow show season first. Mm. I'm hoping to do a couple snow shows this winter.
I will tell you what I hear almost from everybody I talk to out in the world about the show is they want more road shows.
Yeah.
Everybody is obsessed with the road show.
Well, we're going to Newport.
All right.
They have an unbelievable car show, like a car week in Newport.
Yes.
And we've been asked to go, and so we'll be doing the show, and you can come on October 4th, I believe, a Friday. So it's a Flex Friday in Newport. Make plans now to join us. I'll have more details on it later.
October in Newport? chef's kiss.
All I've heard is great things about Newport. I've never been
to
Newport. Newport.
We'll go to the Boom Boom Room.
But boy, Boom Boom Room.
Yeah.
Is that like from
it's
the
like
movie Life? All I know is our boy Walshy says the Newport is spectacular. It's a lounge, the Boom Boom Room?
You took me there at Magic City. But
that's
it was
what I'm
different.
Saying. Like the Boom Boom Room. You never seen the movie Life with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence?
No.
This is the Boom Boom Room.
Okay. What else? Anything else?
Well, we have a dumbest of the day.
Oh, okay.
Stop being dumb.
And now, this woman is stone cold dumb.
I'm a dumbass.
The dumbest of the day.
Try again, dumbass.
All right, Curtis, we listened to everything that happened over the long weekend, and we have determined that this may be the dumbest of today.
Yeah, so we all know about TikTok, right?
Uh-huh.
Great social media website owned
Love
by
it.
The wonderful people of China.
Uh-huh.
Well, there was a viral video showing users of Chase Bank the way in which they could take money out of an account prior to a check cashing and taking out more money than the check was actually going to deposit into the bank account.
Huh. So like a hack.
A life hack.
Like you're stealing money essentially from Chase Bank.
Right. So like, you know, your aunt Lenore sends you a $50 check.
Uh-huh.
You digitally deposit it and take out $500.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
So the only issue, the real, you know, the rubber met the road here, when Chase informed users that this was in fact defraud, they were frauding the bank.
Ooh.
Out of money.
Uh-huh.
They then immediately withdrew the funds that the people had taken and put it back into the Chase accounts.
And
this is against the law.
Mm. I see. So if you see something on the social media that says, here's a way to steal money from the bank, it's actually stealing money from the bank and they will catch you.
Right. The TikTok users who attempted to gain money using this method have had their accounts locked and have negative balances for the large amounts of money they took. Mm.
It's like the PPP loans.
Well, different. That was a loan.
It's like, wait a second. So you're telling me I could get a loan for $2 million and just say I have a business? All I need is an LLC?
You were all over that one.
All right.
You just couldn't think of what the business was.
Yeah, no,
that was your problem.
You just create an LLC. Jermaine Wiggins, LLC. How much you need? I need $2 million.
That is true, though, Wiggs. Like, how many people have you met in the last couple of years that were like, I applied, and I didn't think we had a shot, and we got $50,000.
Don't worry about it.
Why do people, that like, is there any common sense? I think I'm answering my own question.
No.
Like, just because you see something on TikTok that says, here's how you rob a bank, don't go rob a bank.
Yeah.
I think it's like...
My mom used to literally say that. If somebody told you to rob a bank, would you? And that's what they're doing.
I think people are so used to, like, the points guy, Brian Kelly, and all the ways in which you can take your credit card and get more points or whatever.
Right.
That's all legal. Mm-hmm. But people have gone down that road too much that then when they see on TikTok, they're like, Chase Bank, just do this and you'll get money. They just
I think they go for, it's their mistake. It's like when the bank gives you, like, you go in and, like, you know, and the bank gives you an extra $30,000 and you're like, wait a second, not my mistake that you messed up.
Right.
Now you
but
want the
is.
Money.
It still is. It's not your money. All right. Thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome, Curtis.
That's the news. Gerard Mayo, head coach of the New England Patriots, coming up after Courtney and what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. A crazy story for the 49ers as rookie wide receiver Ricky Pearsall is out of the hospital after being shot in the chest during an attempted robbery Saturday afternoon. Pearsall's mom said Sunday in a social media post that the bullet exited out of her son's back and missed his vital organs, adding that he is extremely lucky. The Patriots announced their captains, David Andrews, Jawan Bentley, Jacoby Brissett, Dietrich Wise, Jabril Peppers, and Joe Cardona will be your captains when the Pats take on the Bengals on Sunday. The Red Sox dropped to the Mets 4-1 yesterday. Brian Bello went 5 innings, giving up 4 runs on 7 hits while striking out 4. Alex Cora talked about Brian Bello's outing as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
He pitched okay. I mean, Jaron misread that ball in center, and then the ball down the line, you know, found some green, and then Tio misplayed it, and they score. But I think the stuff was good. He battled with them, and just a tough one for us.
Hurry in and save big on a new Nissan at the Nissan End of Summer Sales event. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. They've got another one with the Mets tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call in the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. And fresh cut and ready to go, watermelon is now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Today through Thursday, pick up cut watermelon for an amazing 59 cents a pound. That's only 59 cents a pound for fresh cut watermelon. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 58 degrees, sunny skies, beautiful day, afternoon high, sunny in the mid-70s.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Did you give Coach any input when it came to his walk-up song? Maybe we should ask him.
Oh, I would love to ask him. That'd be great.
Coach Mayo coming up momentarily on a Patriots Monday, which is actually happening on a Ty Tuesday. And Ty Law will join us at 9 this morning. So we are finally here. It is finally game week. It takes forever from end of Super Bowl until this moment, and I cannot wait.
In a short week, nonetheless.
Yes, it is.
I mean,
yes,
having a Patriots Monday on a Tuesday, does it get better?
It really doesn't. Courtney, you are absolutely right about all of that. Thursday night football, Friday night football, Patriots on Sunday. Whoa, Ty is... I didn't realize Ty was coming in. Send him in here.
Oh, he's in the building?
Yeah,
he's
Ty's here. in the building today.
Greg wants you in right now.
Yeah, you can join us for Coach Mayo.
I'd love to see what his walk-up music would be.
Who?
Mayo's.
Yeah, we'll ask him.
I'm thinking clips. Ask him.
Come on in,
what
Ty.
Up, Ty?
All right. Gerard Mayo. Mayo Monday brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating the sexual health issues of men with 5 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com, by Land Rover of Norwood. And Coach Mayo brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes all football season long. And here he is, Coach Mayo. Hey, Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well, but I'm sure Courtney and Chris have a smile on their face the entire day after that game last night.
Oh, yes. Gerard.
Nothing could bring me down.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
I mean, the argument has been this morning from the naysayers that the FSU team was not a great team, but that's a big win for BC last night, Gerard.
It's a huge win. People are always going to say things like that. It's a huge win for the program, and you know, I'm excited for the coaching staff, but most excited for the players. You know, they put a lot of work in and came out and performed, so I thought it was great.
Before we get into it, I wanted to ask you, do you want to pick your walk-up song, if you will, if you want to call it that? Like, you can pick whatever song we use when we intro you.
Let me think about it, and I'll get it to you next week.
That's like a Craig Breslow answer. I asked Craig Breslow his three favorite bands. He couldn't name one for a month. All right, we'll give you till the end. Think about it.
Yeah, there's a lot of songs out there.
It depends. It depends how Sunday goes.
You know, yes,
I'll call you after the game. Give you a song.
Also, Ty Law is in here for his segment. So, Ty, say hey.
Ty,
what's going on, Mayo? What's up, brother?
How you doing?
Good.
Chilling.
So he may jump in from his POV.
Ty got on them cool. Those the Dion shades.
Huh?
Those the Dion sunglasses?
Get that microphone up here.
Okay, there we go. No.
Is he in there?
These are law dogs right here. These law dogs.
Are you inside with sunglasses on, Ty?
Always. He always. Inside on with shades on, a bucket hat, doing what I do. We about to have some mimosas, too. Over style.
Ty ain't changed.
Have you tried Ty's vodka?
I have tried it. I think everyone in the organization, even the older players, they've all tried it. It's pretty good.
The man is not opposed to a free plug here or there. I don't know if you know that or not.
Oh, I know. I'm sure he just probably dropped a letter off right in front of you, like his commercial stuff. Go ahead and read it. Let's get it out the way. Read that and let's get it out the way.
All right. Well, let's get into it, because I think Wiggy at times this past week was confused. And I know you like to clear confusion up. So...
Well, it's hard with Wiggy, but I love him like a brother. Shoot, fire away.
So
The one thing I would say is, as long as the people in the building aren't confused, I'm okay.
Yeah,
I'm okay. But I do try to be as transparent with you guys as I said in the past, and give you information, the most information that I feel comfortable with.
Sure.
So fire away.
And we appreciate that. And there are some that think maybe you're super strategic and sneaky, and that some of the things that you say are all a part of your strategy. And I like that as well. But you were on this show not much more than a week ago saying that you felt like Drake May had I'm paraphrasing, but had outperformed Jacoby Brissett in camp. And then it turns out that you end up deciding collaboratively, or you made the decision, or we made the decision, that it's going to be Jacoby Brissett week one. What kind of changed your mind there?
Yeah, you know, I should have given more context to the comment at the time. Look, Drake had more playing time in the preseason than Jacoby, and that was intentional. So as we talk about the developmental plan, like, we know what it is internally, but that was definitely intentional. We know what Jacoby can do. He's played a lot of ball in this league. We see him every day in practice, and we know what he's done in the NFL as well. So, look, we have full confidence. I have full confidence in Jacoby leading our team into the season, and you know, the players feel the same way. You know, those guys selected him as a captain, so that should say a lot as well. This is the way we're going to go. And like I always say, as the head coach of the team, like, I'm trying to make the best decisions for the organization, not only here in the present, but also in the future.
So any disappointment on the part of Drake May? I mean, it seems like he was told that there was a true quarterback competition and may have felt like he outplayed Jacoby but doesn't get the start. How does he feel about it?
Well, I'm not sure he feels the way you just said. What I would say is, you know, he's going to continue to prepare as if he's the starter. And it was a true competition. I think you just have to take it all in. And when I said, you know, at the end of the preseason, and I want to be very explicit about this, at the end of the preseason, he was playing at a very high level. Now, when we were thinking about who we're going to have, you know, start for our team, you know, we had to put, you know, a lot of thought into it. And I would also say it goes all the way back to the spring when we first started talking about competition and competing. And, you know, you would have to ask Drake how he feels or how he felt about the conversation, but I thought it went well.
Gerard, one of the things that you always talk about is the collaborative effort of coming together with everybody when it's about making decisions. I get that, but there comes a point in time when you guys are going to disagree on personnel, who should be starting, those type of things. I guess my biggest question where I want to know kind of like that final decision-making when it comes to starting and depth chart is – Is that your decision? Because my opinion is, just from an outsider, is I feel like maybe that might be something that Elliot Wolf might have more say so in, which I don't agree with. But who has final say when it comes to depth chart decisions and who should be starting at positions when we talk about like the quarterback, if you guys are on a different page?
Look, you know, as the head coach, I have the final say with all of that stuff. I do value the opinions of others, and you know, Elliot's opinion is definitely valued. But as the head coach, you know, I have the final say. What's like same with the quarterback. Like from the time we signed Jacoby and drafted Drake, we've had a plan on how to best develop Drake, and we're going to stick to that no matter what happens, no matter you know what's being said on the outside. Like we're going to stick to the plan, and it you know it may not be the most popular plan, but it's the plan that I think is best for the team.
And that plan, like who developed that plan? Was that an Elliot Wolf plan because he had the experience with Jordan Love? Is that a Alex Van Pelt plan? Whose plan was it?
Yeah, so let me take you through the process. It's me meeting with, you know, AVP and McAdoo and those guys on the offensive side of the ball, and you know we came to the final conclusion. And once again, like as the head coach, I have to put the final stamp. Like this is what we're going to do, and I'm willing to suffer any type of consequences. You know, but I'm thinking about the organization as a whole.
Gerard, I know that you've said before you made your decision, you guys named Jacoby the starter, that who you pick for, say, week one may be the best for the team that week, but that may not be the best come week five. Or is that still the plan? Is that still how you feel that maybe every week you could be making a different decision?
Every single week, these guys have one opportunity. And look, we talk about practice being the most important thing, but you know, playing on Sunday, every single week, these guys have one opportunity to go out there and perform at a high level. And so every single week is a competition, no matter what position we're talking about. And I do still feel that way, to answer your question, that, you know, if you're not playing well, if you're not giving our team the best chance to win games, no matter the position, then we have to look at different options. And I think that's healthy stress. I think that's healthy competition. And, you know, I think the guys need to understand that. It's the same way we look at the practice squad. You know, you look at the practice squad and people have different philosophies around that. For me and Elliot, you know, and the rest of the organization, we look at that as a developmental type of unit, like guys that can step right in if, you know, we feel like we're not getting enough out of our players on the field on Sundays.
Gerard, have you been surprised at the sort of backlash to your way of doing things? People seem outraged that there's a change from how you're operating as compared to your predecessor, but isn't the biggest reason or one of the biggest reasons you're in the position you currently have because of the changing approach in an attempt to relate to the players and all of that?
Hey, no matter what industry or if we're talking about sports or anything, change is always difficult. You know, we'll be measured by our wins and losses, not only this year, but also years in the future. And, you know, change is difficult for fans, change is difficult for coaches, players, all that stuff. And once you get through that, you know, that difficult stage, hopefully, you know, we're able to reap the benefits of that change.
Well, speaking of wins and losses, this team is basically an underdog every single game this season. Is that something you're able to use with these guys? And how are they reacting with that?
Yeah, you know, I would say inside these walls, like, we don't really pay attention to it. They can hear the chatter. You know, they hear the chatter that we're not favored to win any games. That doesn't mean that we're not going to come out here every day and practice hard and compete each and every week. Like, we go into every game expecting to win. That has to be the mentality. It's up to you guys to put your, you know, the spin or you know, the casinos to put the spreads on games. That's totally separate than how we feel in this room. And that's why everyone says, like, any given Sunday, no matter what, you know, who's coaching, what the roster looks like, any given Sunday, you have that one opportunity to go out there and perform at a high level. I will say, you know, they hear that stuff, and it should make them upset because, you know, whether it's your parents calling you or your friends calling you, it should make them upset, and hopefully that fuels good practices that lead to having good games. What you got, Ty?
I got a whole lot, but I'm gonna let you do your coach speak right now. But we go ahead to get together. I mean, I like the whole politically correct stuff, so I will be here to articulate from now on what he's really saying. because, you know, the, like you know the when you talk about like other people, is very important and all that. Damn it, stand on business. The buck stops here. I'm the head coach, Gerard Mayo. Damn it, I got the last say so. So if he don't want to say it, I'm going to say it. You know what I mean?
No,
so
I think, I'm,
somebody
I think
gotta
was,
come here and shake it up.
Clear.
Somebody gotta no, come I shake it up. Come on, Gerard.
I think I was pretty clear. Look, I am the head coach, and once again, going back to, you know, the disgruntled fans and people in the media, like, it doesn't matter to me. I'm gonna do what's best for the team. And yeah, you're exactly right. The buck does stop with me.
Time now for the Hellman's Mayo question of the week. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Speaking of doing things a little differently, the captains named yesterday, and they will wear a C on their jersey. And a texter wants to know what went into that.
I've always thought it was important. Even, you know, when I was a player, I thought it was important, not only internally, but I thought it was important externally. Like, referees need to know who they can go and talk to about certain things on certain plays. And I would also say the C on your chest, like, you earned that. And it's always been an important thing to me.
Gerard, I keep asking the question
you got
to
a free
Wiggy.
Parking space, well, I mean,
what's that?
Whatever.
Free parking space?
Yeah,
do they get a free parking space?
Yeah, for captains.
No, you get a parking space, you know, to have a captain. So if that, you get walk a couple steps was, closer, Wiggy. I didn't too much give a damn. What about you, Wiggy?
I mean, that was in the 90s. That was in the 90s with the parking space. We're done with that. Look, as the head coach, I don't even park on the front. I don't park in the front. Well, park anywhere.
First come, first serve.
That's that's what I mean. But you know, the captain,
there you
they
go,
got
Wiggy.
Their little
there
parking
go.
Space,
right.
And you go in and you feel good about
don't.
Yourself.
No, they don't. Well, here's another change. We don't have parking spaces for the captain. There's
oh, love thing. It. Hey, love it, because it didn't mean nothing anyway, because sometimes you get a free TV at training camp, but you get – you know, when you get captains, you get a free TV. We ain't have one USB port in it. Anybody give a damn about that TV?
Also, hold on a second.
One USB. That's what I'm saying. You're talking about the 90s. You're talking about the 90s. One USB port. Come on. Hey, you're always welcome back. I welcome the alums back all the time. So you can come in here. You'll see 10 USB ports right here on my desk. So it's getting 24.
Also, Coach, how would Ty know what you got at training camp? He was always holding out for more.
I never held out of training camp. I never held out of training camp at all. I just left.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's different.
Yeah. It's different when you hold out and don't come at all.
Now they hold in. That was the 90s.
Yeah, that was the 90s. You know what I mean?
So what would you – hold on, Ty. Let me interview Ty. So right now, would you be a hold-in?
Would I be a hold in?
Yeah.
Oh, no, man, you got to stand on business. You damn right. You know what I mean? And if I was welcome to be held in,
you would.
But if not, I would go home and prop my feet up. They standing on business out there, so you got to do what you got
to
do.
Hey, them top corners making big money, Ty. You might have to hold in.
Man, huh? Hey, hold in, hold out, as long as you get where, you know, get what you need to get. But I just like the whole captain thing. I'm glad that you taking that approach, because a lot of times I think coaches put so much on the captains, and it ain't like that you can make no decisions. You know what I mean? Anyway, you might speak for the team and things like that, but all I seen was that you had, like, you know, a parking space with your name on it. You know what I mean? Things like that. Like, me personally, I didn't care, you know what I mean, for being a captain. So that means you had to stay for the off-season program. Damn it, I'm out.
Hey, you still on these parking spaces. It's been like 7 minutes still on parking spaces.
speaking of hold-ins or hold-outs, we got some, I'm assuming it's accurate, some information on the offers to Brandon Ayuk from Burt Breer and Sports Illustrated over the weekend, and looks like you guys were offering a second rounder in 25, third rounder in 26, a player, which I guess was Kendrick Bourne, and $32 million. Were you surprised that was not good enough when it came to getting that player?
I'm not going to get into, you know, what we offered or other teams offered, but that was a very unique experience, at least for me personally. Look, he ended up back at the same team, and I don't want to talk about players on other teams, so.
Yeah.
Let's go back to parking spaces.
Well, just one thing on that, Gerard. I know you want to talk about players, but your predecessor said on, I think, ESPN that the millionaire's tax has played a role in the organization's ability to land top-flight free agents. Would you care to confirm or deny that has been an issue?
Yeah, I'm not going to get too far into, you know, politics or anything like that. Look, if you love football, this is the place to be. It's right out here in Foxborough, there's not much to do but get better as a football player and a football team. So that's how I kind of look at it.
Well, I'll get into real football kind of talk just real quick. One question. How is your team preparing, especially going against Cincinnati, where it looks like, you know, Cincinnati's best player in Ja'Marr Chase probably is not playing? Do you look at that as being a huge opportunity for your defense to really maybe take advantage of some things to be able to come out? Because we all want a W, to be able to come out with a W.
What I talk to the coaches and also the players about is I fully expect Chase to be there at the game, and that's how we have to prepare. If he's not there, we'll treat it as an injury and, you know, have a different game plan, but we fully expect him to play.
I asked Jelani this on Friday, but I'd be interested in your take. Is it hard to prepare for a guy like Joe Burrow, who you haven't seen in real game action since November, and he's been hurt? And I mean, the reports are that he's gained, you know, 10 pounds of muscle and he looks great out there, but is that difficult for you?
Not really. We know who he is as a player. We know he's one of the top quarterbacks in the league, whether he gained 10 pounds of muscle or not. We know he'll be healthy there for week 1, and that's our focus.
I saw you speak briefly yesterday about discipline and Javon Baker. How did that discussion go with that player? I know that there was some, you know, outside noise prior to the draft about the way he conducts himself at times as a player. Are you comfortable with the way that went?
Yeah, you know, we handled it internally, and once again, what was said on Instagram Live is no representation of our team or the organization or even Javon, and those are things that, you know, we talked about and we handled it internally, and we're looking to move forward.
Can you get him a driver or something in the future?
Well, why don't you give him yours, Greg?
Maybe we get him a parking spot.
Especially at the airport, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I know a couple guys, so next time he goes down there, tell him to hit me up. We'll get him a nice spot. Don't worry about it.
Gotcha.
Patrick Mahomes said this week that you may see a play Thursday night designed by Taylor Swift. Are any indication about how she is when it comes to scheming things up? And is that something that you as a head coach would deploy if you had the opportunity?
If it's a good play, I mean, what is it, the annexation of Puerto Rico? I don't know what the play is. Look, those guys do a good job game planning, and we'll see what happens.
Maybe get Shime to drop a play.
You know, right.
He knows ball.
Gerard, it's our last chance before the first actual game. I'm just curious, what for you would be a successful season this year?
Yeah, successful season is going out there, being competitive each and every game, and getting better as the year progresses. That's how I look at it.
Gerard, a last one for me. As a player, I think, you know, we all kind of had nerves going into our first game. I was super nervous with my first game as a player. As a head coach, your like first actual real live bullets flying game, what's maybe the, are you going to be nervous, anxious, or is there something, you know, what's the nervous part of this for you?
I mean, look, there's a very thin line between, you know, anxiousness and excitement, and I choose to be excited. And that's how I kind of look at it. I'm excited for the guys to go out there and play, and hopefully they play well.
All right, coach.
You know, as a player, though, you remember as a player, you would have a little bit of that anxiety if you didn't study enough tape. But after that first hit, it was all good. Let's go.
With Drake, how do you hope that he develops? I keep asking Wiggy this question. You know, as a player, how do you develop from the sideline? Like, how do you hope to see him develop while watching the games next to you?
Yeah, we talk about not only in the game but also in practice, just getting those mental reps. And look, he'll know what every play is. You know, he'll make his checks and stuff on the sideline and continue to develop that way. And he'll develop through practice. He'll get, you know, reps still with the first team and also the show team. So look, we're sticking to the plan.
Is he the, in your mind, is he the backup?
He is the backup.
Okay. So Jacoby Brissett gets hurt, God forbid, then he's the guy. He's the guy you go to.
I want to be very clear. He's the backup quarterback on our team.
Okay. All right. Gerard Mayo, thanks for taking the time, and go get him. Have a great week, and we will talk to you on Monday after week 1.
All right. Appreciate you guys.
All right. There he is, Gerard Mayo. Take a quick break. Ty Law's here.
Woohoo.
We'll get any nuggets that we got from Coach Mayo. We'll get those coming up next on a Patriots Monday on a Tie Tuesday here at WEEI. And that conversation with the coach brought to you by Cross Insurance. Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots. It is a Tie Tuesday with the Hall of Famer Ty Law, brought to you by Corvus Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame and Ty Law, and also by 110 Grill, gluten-free dining done right. Great job with the coach. We need to have you in here every week with Mayo.
Oh yeah,
if you're up for it.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm down to get Mayo because he was doing a lot of coach speak, and I know he has to come across as the head coach, and I was sitting there like, who is this guy right here? Is this the guy I was drinking with a couple weeks ago?
It kept me on my toes. I'm like, do you know your mic's on? Like, liar.
No. But I think really he's gonna do a great job, you know. And I just think we need to manage expectations as a whole. You know,
what are you expecting? How many wins?
I would like to see at least 500, man. You got to go 500, man.
Are you kidding me?
Ooh-wee.
How can you possibly think this team is going to go 500?
You got to will them to win. Oh, right? You got to will yourself to win sometime. You know what I mean?
So, hey, sometimes when you ain't got that much talent, you will
all
you
want. How hard is it to go if you get 10 free throws,
yes,
you can't make half of them?
If you can't shoot, huh? There's a good chance you ain't going to make half. I mean, I get
saying,
you willing to win, no, Ty, but the talent.
I'm just saying, expectations, Wiggy, Coco, Gray, come on. We still going to root for him, but I mean, 500, that's not a great season. It'll be a great season for this team.
So you think they're over 4.5 wins?
Yeah.
Realistically?
Yeah, I think you can manage to get over 4. Okay, what's the schedule?
Right,
I studied the schedule.
Here you go, Ty. This is the first 6 weeks of the season.
Okay.
All right? At Cincinnati.
Win. Okay.
At Cincinnati. Curtis, are you being serious?
No, I'm not being serious, but I think they will lose that game.
Do you think Jamar Chase plays?
Yes.
I don't think he does.
I don't think he plays either. Yeah. So guess what? You got a chance.
You got a chance. But let's say at Cincinnati, I would say a loss. Home against Seattle.
Win.
That's a win.
Jacoby Brissett at quarterback or Drake May on the field? Yeah.
Jacoby Brissett.
Nah, that's a loss.
Right. We'll throw that one up in the air, 50-50.
Thank you.
At the Jets.
Win.
L. That's a loss.
That's a loss at the Jets.
Thursday night.
Early in the season. They'll still be okay.
Wiggy says that that's a top three defense the Jets have.
They got a legit defense.
Their defense is legit.
They're going to smack you around.
So if Rodgers is healthy, then week 4 at San Francisco.
Loss.
That's a loss. I wouldn't bet no money on that one.
Okay. Week 5, it's home, but it's the Dolphins.
Loss.
Big L.
Why do you say Big L? I mean, like, why?
Mike McDaniel owns this team.
He owns Belichick.
6-0 against them.
Yeah, and they're going to score. I don't think you can keep up with
them.
Yeah,
you're right. You got a point there.
And then week 6 at home, Texans.
Win.
They're going
to. We got a chance.
Lost.
What?
They got 2-4.
You think they're going to beat the Texans at home?
Yeah, they'll beat the Seahawks and the Texans, and they have a shot against the Bengals.
I give you the Seahawks.
And then you got to get a surprise win in there when no one thought that you could win. I'm just saying, you got to be able to will your team to get 500. That's what I understand what the Vegas and the odds are, but as a competitor and as a man, come on, man.
It's like my mother used to say when I was in school, no matter how much I will,
eight games. So you're talking about you ain't get 8 games. He can't get 8 games.
No.
They're going to be, with Jacoby Brissett, they're just going to be running the football.
That's it.
That's it.
Well, as long as they're not handing the ball to the other team and giving the Patriots defense the ball, you know, the opposition getting the ball at the 20-yard line, then they have a better shot than last year.
Yahoo did their prediction stuff over the weekend. They had Ramondre Stevenson getting 1,200 yards and 14 touchdowns because they are running. Yeah. That's all they're
going to do. You know what I think hurts, too? When you lose a player like Judon. You know, I was saying, like, what? I didn't know. I wanted to ask Gerard that right there. You know, what the hell was y'all thinking about with Judon, because that was one of your best, players on top of Gonzalez. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So he wanted a new contract. We talked to him. Mayo said he wanted a new contract, and they weren't willing to give him to him, so they shipped him on out.
Okay, but what's the reason that you don't want to give somebody like that can, you know, really be a game changer and help your team?
I think it's the fact that he was hurt last season, and he is at the end of his deal, and it's
I think they did well with that, Ty, getting a third rounder for him.
I don't think you can argue that the issue is money over there based on the fact that Robert Kraft wanted to pay Brandon Ayuk $32 million a year? I mean, I would
just be happier if the organization leaked the actual guaranteed money, because I hate how it's all so speculative.
Right.
Yeah. Why won't they just tell you that?
Yeah, that's what it's all about at the end of the day, because people try to blow it up on the back end and say what the overall contract is, but they won't tell you what's guaranteed. What's good as a $100 million contract if you only get $10 million of a guarantee? You know what I mean?
And Ayuk got $76 million guaranteed from the 49ers, so who the hell knows what the total guarantee was for knowing? Because remember, there was like reports that they didn't want to give Calvin Ridley all that guaranteed money, so who the hell knows?
We got to take a quick break. Ty Law is here. It is a Patriots Monday on a Ty Tuesday, and we'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I'm John Oran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.